Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with co-host Brother Harold Copeland. And yes, I do from time to time say Minister Harold Copeland or Brother Harold Copeland. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Keep that in mind, that God wants us to minister to the sick, minister in the gospel of Jesus Christ to the hurting, minister to those who are seeking for something that is better than what they may be seeking after. We are ministers to lead them to the one and only true God himself, Yahweh God. So we as brothers and sisters in Christ, yes we are, for the true believers who have accepted him as his Lord, as their Lord and Savior, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. But our call, our duty as a brother, as a sister in Christ, is that we run and go and proclaim, minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what Brother Harold and I do. We co-labor together, just as I pray and hope that you yourself are doing as well with others within your household of faith, if you will, with your circle of influence, your Christian friends and families, that you're telling somebody about the gospel. Who? Jesus Christ. Jesus himself and what he's done in your life. You are a walking, breathing, living testimony of Jesus Christ and how he's brought you through, what he's taking you through, what you are going to face, and he will bring you through that too. But we are all ministers of the word of God. And so, of course, and this is through the blessing of the Holy Spirit, we don't ever want to forget who we possess on the inside, is that the Holy Spirit is the one that leads, teaches us, guides us. He protects us in the way, and he allows us to hear God's still small voice when we do come to know him in all intimacy with a whole heart as his child, as his children. So now, without further delay, Brother Harold and I, we are going to continue in this wonderful series, and we pray that you've been keeping up with each part of this series, One with Jesus. It is a wonderful, eye-opening, inspiring series concerning our soul as well as our spirit. And so Minister Copeland continues to reveal to us and expose the scriptures and reveal to us and expounding on them that we are one with Jesus. So as we continue through this series, get your Bibles ready, and you may want to open them up to the Launchpad scripture, which will be 1 John chapter 4. And then the second Launchpad scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And we'll be reading both of those chapters in verses 17. So 1 John chapter 4, 17, and then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 17. So, and also just taking some notes is always a good exercise of a disciple of Jesus Christ. And that's what we are as well, eager and ready to learn what the Lord has for us to learn. So without any further delay, Brother Copeland is going to continue with us in this series, One with Jesus. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Praise without ceasing, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God upon you on this day. God bless you. We release blessings, 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 miracles, 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 all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Kenita Smith, it's always an honor. We look forward to week after week after week to coming together in the studio with you all again. And we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart radio broadcast. We always want you to know that it's an honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. And God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will release God's divine purpose and plan for your life. And you too shall stand and proclaim the oracles of God to a lost and dying world. And as I said earlier, we're still on this wonderful series, One with Jesus. And we pray that you are keeping up with us. We pray that if you haven't, if you missed any lessons in this series, that you go back. Man, you go back and to the lessons that you missed, and you come and catch up with us. See, one thing we need to understand that concerning the Word of God never fails. And you can't lose when you stand on the Word of God. If it looks like something is not happening, let me assure you something. It's not God. And it's not His Word. It's just something that we haven't grasped yet in our hearts. We may still be trying to interpret it in our soulish realm, and it may not have got down in there in the depths of our spirit, man, yet. Amen. So faith come by hearing, not having heard. So hearing is an ongoing process, a process of speaking the Word of God and listening to the Word of God. And you say, well, how long do I have to speak it? Until you get your miracle. And then you go from one miracle to another miracle. And from one miracle to another miracle. You just keep speaking it until God manifests it. So it's never God. God's word cannot fail. And God has already destroyed all the works of the enemy. So there's something in our hearts and our minds that hasn't lined up to that truth of that word. Faith haven't sprouted up within us. And we have to keep speaking it and keep speaking it and keep speaking it and keep speaking it. Keep hearing it and keep hearing it. Because the word ain't going to fail. And if you start out just believing that God can't fail, you can't lose. If God can't fail, you can't lose. And you keep speaking and hearing until you get your miracle. Don't stop. Some people stop right before their breakthrough is getting ready to manifest supernatural by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't give up. Keep speaking. Now, we are one with Jesus in the One with Jesus series. And what we're going to pull out today is fullness. Somebody say fullness. Yes, fullness. We have already received the fullness of God. And for this fullness to manifest, you and I have to go back to the first lesson in this series and catch up to now. And if you see it with the eyes of your understanding, if you see it with the eyes of your heart, amen, revelation is going to come forth by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to start out, I mean, maybe by reading 6 or 7 scriptures back to back. And that's not system overload, but these, if you've been keeping up with us, these scriptures should be made alive already in your heart. And if you're saying, because they're familiar scriptures, and if the head is saying that, well, I don't heard that before. See, you're listening from your soul, and you're not listening from your spirit. These scriptures, once these scriptures are read, your spirit man should be rejoicing and jumping around and dancing and joy, and a song should be in your heart if the revelation has come forth. And if you're not there, just write the scriptures down, and you're going to have to meditate day and night. There's no shortcuts. You're going to have to meditate these scriptures day and night. I'm ready to dive in. So, you know, we always like to start out by reading our lunch past scriptures. And Minister Smith already gave you those scriptures, so we're going to turn the microphone over to her and let her read them to our hearing. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. 1 John 14, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians 6, 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful scriptures. One with Jesus. Right now, in this world, he that's joined to the Lord is one in spirit. Amen. Now get your pen, your pencil, your notebook, whatever you use, and we're finna go like maybe 6 or maybe 7 scripture, and it should be alive in you. And if not, just write them down. Private time. Just meditate. God's word cannot fail. It's impossible. And God can't fail. Faith come by hearing. So the first point is, our spirit was created in righteousness and true holiness when we was born again. Let's qualify that. Ephesians, number 4, verse 24. Let us read that, please.
Ephesians 4, verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen.
Amen. That should be alive in you. That scripture. If you've been keeping up with us, and if you've been meditating day and night, that should bring life out of your belly. Rivers of living water should be stirring up and flowing through and through, coming out of that spirit man, going into the heart, flowing into the mind, flowing into the soul, thoughts, emotions, through and through. Second part, Holy Spirit sealed his purity into our born-again spirit. To qualify that, we come out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13. Let us read that.
Ephesians 1, verse 13, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed in with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen.
So that righteousness and that true holiness that we read of in the first scripture is sealed in our spirit man. And that sealed is like, even if you sin this morning, that contamination did not go into your spirit man, because there's a seal of the Holy Spirit that's protecting your spirit man. It's protecting that righteousness and that true holiness that God placed in you, in us. I ain't leaving myself out of this. In us when we were born again. Amen. Let it come alive in you. Next point. Any sin we committed in our physical action cannot penetrate or contaminate our spirit man, because it's been sanctified and perfected forever. Amen. That's our spirit man. Our spirit man been sanctified and perfected forever. Let's qualify that. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 10.
Hebrews 10, 10. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Amen.
Amen. Sanctified once for all because of that seal of the Holy Ghost. Our mind ain't sanctified and our physical body is not. But our spirit man is. Sanctified once and for all, and it was sealed, that righteousness and the holiness that God placed in us was sealed by the Holy Spirit. Stay in that same chapter, Hebrews 10, and let's read verse 14.
Verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Amen.
Amen. Perfected, beautiful word, forever, beautiful word, those who are being sanctified, set aside for him, for his use. Awesome. Awesome. So that righteousness and truly holiness that we received when we were born again, purity that it brings into our born-again spirit, it was sealed. And if we commit sins in our physical action, those sins cannot penetrate or contaminate our spirit, because our spirit man has been sanctified and perfected forever. Now, to qualify all of that I just said, we're going to stay in the book of Hebrews. We're going to go to chapter 12, and we're going to read verse 20.
Hebrews 12:23, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect. Amen.
The spirit of just men made perfect. If we are born again, we have been made perfect. We are just men and women and boys and girls who are saved, made perfect in the eyesight of God. Our born-again spirit, listen carefully, our born-again spirit, this is after salvation, after we get saved, after we get born again, our born-again spirit cannot sin. Qualify that. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9.
1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Amen.
Born of God. That's our spirit man. And clearly in the word of God, he that's born of God, our spirit man, cannot sin because his seed, who is his seed? I'm glad you asked. Holy Spirit, the seed of the word of God, the life of Christ that's in our spirit cannot sin. God always sees us righteous. No matter what's going on in the physical action. Amen. And it's not about a doing or not doing. It's about a nature. What type of nature we hold. Before we were born again, we had an unrighteous nature. And everything we did when we was unsaved was unrighteous. We did some good actions or good things when we was unsaved, but our actions could not save us. We were still unsaved, even if we did some good things. So it's not the action, it's the nature. Now, when we get saved, God gives us a new nature. He gives us a born-again, righteous, truly holy nature. And we may do some unrighteous actions while we're saved, but our actions can't save us and don't unsave us. It's the nature. It's what nature we carry. And if we'll say we have a born-again nature, it's our nature that qualifies us in the eyesight of God. And God sees us and relate to us according to our nature. And that scripture coming up, I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but that scripture coming up that will qualify that for us. Now, we have received an eternal redemption. It's eternal. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Let's qualify that. We're going back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 12.
Hebrews 9:12. Not with the blood of goats or calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Amen.
Amen. Eternal redemption. And it's because of our nature. We have a righteous, truly holy nature. Our nature been born again. It's not in our minds. This is not a mind walk. Amen. This is a spiritual walk. And when we get saved, we wake up. Our spirit man wakes up. In other words, we come alive. We come alive. The Bible used the word called quicken, and he shall quicken you. And quicken means made alive. He makes us alive in the spirit. Amen. It's like, glory to God, that in the inner being, you know, the inner being is like a cell phone. But when we unsaved, it's not turned on. The cell phone is not turned on. It's like we've been cut off. But when we get saved, the cell phone come on. Amen. Now we can talk to God. Amen. And God can talk to us. He talked to our being. This word that we're speaking, it's not to our heads. This word is not to our souls and our body. This word comes to our spirit. And I won't get ahead of myself and bring that scripture out, because it want to come out, but I ain't going to let it come out yet. Amen. But it's to our spirit, man. And that cell phone, that spirit man comes alive. It comes, get cut on, the technician, the Holy Ghost, the technician. And he goes in there and he cut it on, he makes it alive, and he quickens. And we have that connection to heaven and that heavenly connection. Amen. Glory to God. Heaven comes in us. You know, we can't separate God. When we say God, we release all manifestations of him. We release the Son. We release Holy Spirit. And we release Father. Amen. It's three manifestations, but it's only one God. And when we say God, Holy Spirit say yes. When we say God, Jesus say yes. When we say God, the Father say yes. They all three manifestations are ready to move on our behalf. So when we get saved and Holy Spirit come in, Jesus come with him. And Jesus always, I am the truth, I am the life, and I'm the way to the Father. He's that bridge we talk about here in Mission from the Heart. Jesus is that bridge that connects our heart back to the Father. Heart. Somebody need to be shouting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. It comes alive. God's word cannot fail. It can. If look like nothing is happening, it's not happening, we're going to have to search our hearts. We're going to have to search our minds. God can't fail. God loves us too much. God gave us the victory before the victory comes. Yes. He gives us the victory before the victory comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, I'm getting excited. I hope somebody out there in studio or somebody in the listening land got this word alive in them. Glory, got the fire of the living God burning on the inside of them. Like Jeremiah said, Jeremiah was preaching and they wouldn't listen to him. And he got tired. Jeremiah got tired. Jeremiah said, I ain't teaching this word no more. I won't, because of the stiffness of the people. And he tried to close his mouth. He couldn't. He tried to stop preaching. He couldn't. He said, I couldn't stop. He said, it was like fire shut up in my bones. And that's what happens when you meditate this word. It's like fire shut up in your bones. You've got to release it out of there. Praise God. So we have an eternal redemption. Okay. Let's keep moving. Now, this doesn't encourage us to live in sin. No, we talked about that. But instead, it gives us stability. Somebody say stability. And that's what we need, stability. Stability in our life and relationship with God. See, that's a mouthful. That's what this does. We have a stability. That's how much God loves us. God know we're going to mess up. That's why he stabilized us before we mess up. Yes, the stability in this relationship. We don't go up and down like a yo-yo and all around. Amen. You know, before I got the truth of this word on the inside of me, I was a yo-yo Christian. I was up one day and down the next, and up one day and down the next, and up one day and down the next. Glory to God. I mean, that's torment. Praise God, praise God. That's torment. Until the truth of the word of God comes alive and we see how much he loves us. I mean, he loves us so much, he stabilizes us before we mess up. Hallelujah. That when we mess up, we don't mess up. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We don't mess up. God made it where we can't mess up. Eternal redemption. Oh, you remember that song? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Then they gave him a name. They said, Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Let's just take a 30 seconds and give God some praise. God, we give you praise. Oh, God, we magnify you. Oh, God, we glorify you. Oh, God, you're worthy to be praised, my Lord and my God. Oh, God, you're worthy to be lifted up, my Lord and my God. We bless your name on this day. We honor you on this day. We lift you up on this day, for you say it in your word. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, your mighty God. We love you because you first love us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So our relationship with God is stabilized. Yes, he stabilized it before we messed up. Glory to God. See, we live holy now because we want to. Once we get a revelation of the love of God, amen, hallelujah. I mean, a revelation. Revelation is a Holy Spirit revealing the supernatural love of God into our hearts. What revelation is? Holy Spirit doing it. No man, no woman. You know, God use a preacher, use a teacher, everything. But when it comes alive and the revelation comes alive, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, it is. And he gives you a revelation. See, we live by revelation. Amen. We live out of our spirit, man. That's when this thing gets excited, when we learn how to live out of our spirit instead of out of our head. Glory to God. We live by revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. We live by the word of God. That word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. It's light. It leads us. It guides us. Holy Spirit empower us to go where we can't go on our own. Praise God. So we live holy because we want to live holy. Because that revelation of the love of God. There's no greater love. No. You never find it. Hallelujah. And when we wasn't saved, the reason we was doing what we was doing, we was trying to feel this emptiness on the inside of us that only God could fill. We tried everything. Alcohol, drugs, sex, money. We tried everything, people. And they just couldn't feel the emptiness. And no matter what we put in there, how much we put in there, it didn't fulfill. Until the fullness came, yes. And we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. We're going to go a little further, but I feel Holy Spirit pulling. Amen. But we're going to go a little further before we open up the door. Okay, so we live holy because we want to live holy. And we know one thing, revelation of the Holy Spirit, that if we don't live holy, we give Satan and even other people an opportunity against us. Let me say that again. If we don't live holy and try to live right, we give Satan and we give other people an opportunity against us. Let's qualify that. Let's go into to the book of Romans. The book of Romans. I think this is my favorite chapter in the Bible, Romans chapter 6. And you know Romans, I say it all the time, Romans is my favorite book in the Bible. But Romans 6 is my favorite chapter in the Bible, Romans chapter 6. And let's read verse 16.
Romans 6, verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? Amen.
Amen. And in layman's terms, the only thing they're saying is a Christian, a saint, amen, even though we have that righteous nature, amen, and God knows us as righteous and truly holy and see us always as righteous and truly holy, amen, and God is not holding our sin against them because they already been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. He will be a double jeopardy God if he did that. No, God is a righteous, holy, true God. And he's not holding our sins against us. He put them all on his son when his son was on the tree in Golgotha Hill. That's what sin is for everybody. But we have to believe and receive it to receive the benefit of it. God is not holding our sins against us, but we have an enemy called the devil. And when we yield to sin, we're opening up the door for him to come in and become our master, and we become his slave. Now, one thing about a slave and a master, if you understand, the slave never tells the master what to do. Amen. I mean, we put our hands in, we put ourselves in the devil's hand when we sin as Christians. He become the master and we become the slave. God still sees us as righteous. But we have opened up a door for the enemy to control our lives. He gives us his resume in John 10:10a. He say that the thief comes not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. And when we find ourselves in sin, we allow the devil to do three things, whatever he want to do, kill, steal, and destroy us. Amen. But God don't leave us there because grace is always there. Grace and mercy is always there protecting us. And even though we put ourselves, amen, in the enemy's hand, grace and mercy is still there, and God does not allow the enemy to have his way with us. Because of what? You know that word, the love of the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. So, our spirit man isn't stained in any way when we sin. And God is a spirit. Amen. And we fellowship with God, with who we are in our spirits, not out of our soulish mind. You know those thoughts that you have and that we can't tell nobody about. Amen. No. And you know, and even our physical actions, you know. Did I do that? Yes, you did. God already paid for it. Amen. It's under the blood. Look at somebody and say, it's under the blood. Amen. It's under the blood. Praise God. We'll be up. All right. So our relationship with the Lord is constant. Somebody say constant. Amen. This is a spiritual walk. Praise God. See, I'm talking to you out of my spirit, man. Amen. Glory to God. I don't turn my head off. My head is turned off. Glory to God. My physical body, I told him, sit down. You just sit over there. You just shut up and let the Spirit release this word. Amen. Let the Spirit release this word. Glory to God. I'm talking to you from the innermost part of my being. Amen. The core of me. The one who God loves. The part of me who God loves. Amen. And I tell you what, I'm learning how to, I mean, to love myself too. Glory to God. I'm learning to see myself the way God sees me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's spirit to spirit. God is always loving on us. Come on. Yes, he's always loving on us. Praise God. Let me release some of that love here. You see, it's the Father heart of love. Amen. Glory to God. See, when you receive God, you receive nothing but love. The Father's heart of love. It's an abundance of love. Extravagant love. Amen. It's a love feast. Yes, his love is. It's a love feast. An ocean. Just imagine the ocean. The Pacific Ocean on the West Coast and the Atlantic Ocean on the East Coast and put them all together. Put both of them together. It's an ocean of love. A tsunami. That's God love. A tsunami of love. It's the loving heart of the loving Father. And I release that right now. I release the loving heart of the loving Father into studio and out there in the listening area. I just release the Father's heart of love upon a people. Glory to God, I release it right now in the name of Jesus. The Father's heart of love. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow from heart to heart, from mind to mind. Let it flow out of the innermost part of your being through and through. That's how much he loves you. Maybe there's somebody out there that says, well, I can't receive that to love me because I don't know the Father. I'm not in a relationship with the Father. Oh, that's okay. That's finna change real quick. That's getting ready to change real quick. Because Holy Spirit is here. Oh, yes, he is. He's here. And when he shows up, he bringing hearts to the heart of the Father. Amen. And I know what to do because he has an anointed vessel, my friend, my commandant, amen, that he has anointed in this hour that she will take us to the foot of Jesus Christ at the cross. And those who have not received Jesus Christ into their heart, this is the day, this is the hour, this is the moment. So let me get out of the way. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to drop, and I'm going to pray. Turn this microphone over to Minister Smith, and let her take us to the cross. Minister Smith, take us to the cross.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Harold. We are now at the point where we call this stop, drop, and pray. Stop, drop, and pray. And for those of you who are familiar with our broadcast, who knows by now, maybe you're one who has allowed this ministry, Mission from the Heart, to be the very vessel that drew you in to the ark of salvation. Maybe you gave your life to Christ through listening and praying with us, and you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Yay, God, hallelujah, that you have done that, and now you are one with Jesus. Praise the Lord. So now here we are again today. We are extending Jesus to you through this ministry. Yes, this is a time that we call stop, drop, and pray. So we encourage those who are listening to the broadcast today that we pray with you that you will receive Jesus as your intimate Lord and Savior, that you would surrender your life to him. And we've all had to come to that understanding. Trust me, God has been nudging you and pursuing you in the sense of speaking to you in your heart to say yes to him. And you may have tossed it to the side or may have thought that this was just something that you might be imagining. But no. When he calls us to him, when he wants us to surrender our heart to him, when he wants us to stop in our tracks, drop to your knees, and pray to him in a way that you did not even think you could or even knew how, this is the mighty work of God. He knows how to do that with each and every one of us. But he's given us a will to say yes to him. He leaves that up to us. He doesn't force himself on us. He loves us so much that he said, you come to me. And here he is waiting for us to say yes to him. He is a father that loved you so much that he did one beautiful thing, and that he gave us his son, the perfect sacrificial lamb who died on the cross. And Brother Copeland talked about that in the lesson today, that Jesus, he redeemed us. It was the blood of Jesus that covers our sins. This is the beautiful gift that God gave us. Jesus, his son, he loves you. He loves you. He loves you better than you love yourself. He loves you. So now we are at the part where we truly want you to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. It is the most beautiful thing you could do is to give your heart to him, because the word tells us he loves you so much that he gave. And that's coming from John 3:16. It may be a familiar verse to you, and then again it may not. But it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him, that's you, that was me, Minister Copeland, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is what the word of God continuously, gently, severely teaches us, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So when you, my brother, my sister, say yes to Jesus, it is a win-win for us. A win-win. What do I mean by that? That means you win on this side of heaven, meaning you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You are on fire with Jesus Christ. You have his nourishment called the Word. And you have become alive in spirit. Your spirit man is alive in Jesus Christ. You are now one with Jesus on this side of heaven, and you are ready, willing, and able to do the will of God. And this is what we shout hallelujah to. And on the other side of heaven, hallelujah, that side of heaven, when you are laying this body down, falls asleep, then you ascend eternally to heaven. Your eternal life. That's what John 3:16 shares with us, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. And so this is why we do with what we do on Mission from the Heart. We expose the Word of God, we expound on the Word of God, and now we extend Jesus to you. So let's pray. Now fix your heart, your mind on the one true God as we go in prayer to the feet of Jesus with bowed head, or maybe you can bow down on your knees, or you might be able to just lay flat on your belly. Lay as low as you can get, and that's on our stomach. And we cry out and surrender to him because of the love he has for you, my brother. He has for you, my sister. Don't get it twisted. He loves you more than any woman or any man or any substance or any way of life. He loves you way more than that. So let's not procrastinate. Let's not get around to it. Let's take care of that today. He created this day for you. He created this day for you to come to know him right now. So let's just get this done so that the enemy will not toy with you, pull you along, or try to run circles around your heart, your mind. Let's get this done right now. So let's pray. Now, these are my words, but God sees your heart. And the one thing that he wants us to do is to come to him with a whole heart. None of this half-hearted, straddling the fence kind of thinking or will. This is something that you have planted in your soul that you are going to do. I'm going to do this today. I'm not going to let another hour or another day till I say yes to Jesus. So let's do that now. Now, it's a reverential way. As we bow down, bow our head, or lay prostrate on our stomach, whatever the position is that you are able to do, this is reverence to God because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We come to him in this way as we kneel and we are ready to pray. So let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, I come to you as best as I know how. I cannot bring anything to you, for I have nothing that compares you. All I have, Lord, is my life, and I surrender it to you today. Lord, I know my life has been messed up. It has been incomplete. Lord, I don't feel right. Lord, I know I can't get right unless I come to you. For you are my way. You are my truth. And you are my life. And I come to you with all reverence that I have inside of me. Lord, I know you love me, chasing me. You keep speaking to me in a way that is unusual to me. Lord, I know it's you. And here I am, Lord. I receive Jesus as the sacrifice who died on the cross for me. I don't deserve it, but I thank you for your love, Lord, for me. I do not deserve what you have done for me. You love me. You still love me. Lord, here I am. I believe by faith Jesus did this for me, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and mercy on my life. I know I do not deserve it. Here I am, Lord, with outstretched hands, with a heart that wants to be filled with you. Here I am, Lord, saying yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Use me according to your perfect will and purpose, Lord Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, as you rise, my brother and sister, off your knees and raise your head and singing hallelujah, praising his holy name, praise be to God. For he loves you, and you sing according to the way the Spirit of the Lord blesses you to sing. You might even want to dance a little bit. You might even just cry, tears flowing from your face that you don't know why. But the tears of joy are always a sweetness to God to know that you are his child. Praise the Lord. You belong to him. Praise the Lord. You can rejoice in the Lord. Praise his holy name. Now, we encourage you, hallelujah, to seek out a Bible-believing church. This is an important, important habit to have, is to go to church and it be a Bible-believing church now. That you would be baptized by submersion of water, yes, letting the world know that you are a Christ follower, that you are a testament to Jesus Christ who lives inside of you. Yes, he does. And that your testimony is a real live testimony that you have said yes to Jesus Christ. What a wonderful experience to know that Christ is alive in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, also, my brother, my sister, also seek out a Sunday school class or a small group discipleship class that you can continue to grow and go in grace and be held accountable for your maturity in the Word of God, that you would be used by God to lead others, that you would be used by God to maybe become a preacher or a teacher of the Word of God or an evangelist. This is what he wants his children to do, is to go into all the world and tell somebody about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to turn this back over to Minister Copeland so that we can shout and praise together what you have said is the most important thing in your life, and that is to be saved and know that you know that you know that you know that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. Minister Copeland?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Congratulations, my brothers. Congratulations, my sister. Amen. You have entered in to the kingdom of God. God's kingdom has come. God's will is being done in you. Notice, it's not according to your actions. It's not, it has nothing to do with your actions. One of the first scriptures we read was Ephesians 4:24. It said, righteous and truly holy. See, it created. God created you that way. Amen. It's nothing you know that you've done or earned. Amen. It's a gift from a loving God to his loving children. So you was created in righteousness and truly holy. Amen. And it takes, you know, some people a long time to get there. They, you know, to get that revelation, because they spend most of their time trying to earn something and trying to work it out to something. But no, you're already there. You are created righteous. That's what God is calling you now, righteous. You're created truly holy. And that's what they call you. That's what you are. You just as righteous as Minister Smith and I. You just as truly as holy as Minister Smith and I, because you were created that way. Amen. And your actions going to catch up. They're going to catch up through the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And growing in the Word of God. That's why that Bible-believing church is so important. That small group is so important. Keep listening to Mission from the Heart is so important. Amen. So God is pleased with you right now because he see you in the Spirit. John 4:24. Let us read that to the ears of the people. Amen. John 4:24.
And it says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Amen.
Amen. See, right now you got a spiritual connection with God. He came down by Holy Spirit, and he created you righteous by the power of the Spirit, and he created you truly holy, just like Jesus, like the lunch pad scripture said, that Jesus is. So are you right now? In your spirit, man. He that joined unto the Lord is one in spirit. So your spirit is just like Jesus, and you have free access to commune with the Father. And it's been sealed. We said that earlier. It's been sealed already. You can't mess it up. Glory to God. And you keep moving and walking that Bible teaching and that small group, listening to Mission from the Heart, and you begin to grow. And your eyes are going to open up, and you're going to see what love is. You're going to see his love. Amen. The love that he sent to the cross because he loved us. He gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes, what you do, I do, Minister Smith, and we shall have everlasting life. Praise God. Praise God. So, God is always loving on you. He's always pleased with you. The real you, the born again you. And we're going to qualify that with our Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6.
Ephesians 1, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Amen.
Amen. You're accepted in the beloved right now. We are, all of us who are saved, who are born again. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. And may the grace of God go before you. And may the peace of God rest and abide in our hearts forever. And may the love of God overflow out of each one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God bless you. I love you. And we'll be talking with you next week. Minister Smith.
Praise God. Praise God. Always know, you know how we say here at Mission from the Heart, the grass withers and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God will remain in you, in me, in Minister Copeland forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Y'all have a blessed week as we continue to keep our eyes on him. Praise God.